This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Most of us will shop around for a deal, but have you ever noticed that for some products, every store, no matter if it's made of bricks and mortar or if it's online, every store charges the exact same price. Starting tomorrow, that's what'll happen with Johnson & Johnson's contact lenses, as Dan Bobkoff reports.
I have bad eyes, and I like saving money. So I was a little dismayed to get an email from a big online contact lens store that said, starting tomorrow, I can forget about getting a deal on some of the most popular contact lenses around.
For consumers, this can mean no coupons, no rebates, no bundle discounts, or any other specials that could lower the price to below what the manufacturer has set.
This is Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, kicking off a Senate antitrust hearing yesterday on controversial new contact lens pricing.
We'll call the hearing to order. And
what's happening here is something called a unilateral pricing policy. Johnson & Johnson, which makes the top-selling AccuView brand, is joining other manufacturers and telling eye doctors, big-box retailers, and online stores that they can't charge less than a certain amount.
If a retailer sets the lenses for below that price, then the supply of that particular contact lens would be cut off.
At the hearing, Joe Zeidner of 1-800-CONTACTS was not pleased.
And if the point is to save consumers money, I don't know why we have a minimum price we can't go below.
First of all, they can compete on other things.
Barbara Sikolidis is a partner at the law firm Pepper Hamilton. She says there are often good reasons for unilateral pricing. Companies like Bose use it to maintain cachet. Others like Samsung use it to help combat showrooming, helping stores staff with knowledgeable salespeople compete with online sellers. John Zhang teaches pricing at Wharton.
The one benefit is the fact that you're going to have more services provided to you when you buy some very complex products.
But buying contacts is different. Your doctor has already told you what to buy. And eliminating discounts may make you more willing to buy directly from the optometrist. That's the accusation made by contact lens discounters. At the hearing, Dr. Millicent Knight of Johnson & Johnson said the new pricing is simpler and cheaper for most.
A price that is actually lower than the current national average selling price to consumers.
But that's just the average. For the roughly 10% of shoppers who buy online, prices will likely go up. And sorry, all this is perfectly legal, as long as manufacturers aren't actively coordinating prices among themselves or with retailers. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.